Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It is Monday. Hello. It's the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. And you can join us, 1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You can do it at FBHW Show. Thanks to all who joined us Friday in Northeast Pennsylvania in the morning show and at the night show at Montage Mountain. That was a rowdy night show.
Yeah, it sure was.
Holy
yeah.
moly. Good time.
Yes.
Had by all. I think we had fun.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at least by most.
Yeah. But it was rowdy. One of the rowdiest of all time.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
But thanks to everybody who joined us. Thanks to everybody at 97.9X for giving us a great time. Montage Mountain. I was a little bothered. I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts in the area where we hung out before. We were in somebody's office, and there was a big aquarium in there, and it needs attention, man.
It sure does.
It needs attention, yeah. And it was really bothering me. The water level in an aquarium has to be up to where the frame is, so that it looks like you're looking into the ocean.
Everyone knows that.
You don't want it to look like just a tub of water. You shouldn't see the water line. That's a basic fundamental thing. Also, less dead fish, more illumination.
Yeah.
Those are two big factors.
Yeah, not enough water, not enough light.
Not enough life.
Not enough life in that aquarium.
Yeah. I thought about cleaning it, honestly. I really did.
We asked Duffy for puppies. He said, will this work?
Yeah, we'll give us a dead fish.
Yeah.
I mean, close.
Come on, guys. What do you think I am, made of magic? There's a fish.
But it was great. I'm sure it's going to get the TLC it needs.
Yes.
And
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
And everything is good.
Is it just me, or does it seem like the snow mountain shut down at the end of the season, and then
they said, bye, fish.
We'll see you in the spring when the water park opens.
Uh-huh. That was kind of my impression. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Good morning. I'm Steve, and I really like the honesty that comes out at our shows. And a good example of this, we talked about it at the beginning of the night show, I believe on Friday. But so as our intro was playing on Friday night, we were all the way in the back of the room, because that was just where we walked in at. So we were kind of eavesdropping, watching people watch the intro, which is always one of our favorite things, because you like to see the reactions and see if anyone, you know, reacts the way that you think they're going to react or something. And we just happened to be standing kind of right next to a bathroom. And a guy walks out at one point, and he's like, dude, thank you guys. You know, thank you so much for coming. This is great. I can't wait for the night show. It's going to be so much fun. Surprised you guys made it. You looked like crap at the morning show. Man,
you could hear the tired.
Man, you seemed tired, and it was obvious.
You sounded fatigued. But then he said, it was awesome.
Like, what? Please, okay. No more compliments. Yes. Like, he said like two or three points that were like, okay, all right. You looked like crap.
But he said it so enthusiastic.
He did. And he wasn't wrong.
We were very tired. Yeah, that was a rough morning. Yeah,
those who don't know, we got to bed about 1 o'clock.
And we got to the hotel at like 1 o'clock.
That's true.
Yeah,
got to the room at about 1.
Took a while.
Took a minute.
Yeah. I don't think I was asleep until 2-ish.
Yeah, I was about 2-ish too, because I remember thinking, oh, this is about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But those 2 hours.
What a dream. Magical 2 hours.
Great sleep.
Yeah.
But no hotel has ever had more functional air conditioner units than that place.
Wow.
We walked in and
that was amazing.
And each room, I think all of our rooms were at 71 when we got in there. And I go, oh, that's a little warm. So I just clicked it down to like 65. And I woke up 40 minutes later freezing. And that never happens. Mm-hmm. I sleep hot and I go, oh my God, I'm cold. I'm legit cold. Yeah, it worked.
Good morning. I'm Kelly, and I'm very much alive.
I feel like I left a lot of people on a weird little cliffhanger on Friday, if you follow me on Instagram specifically, because after the morning show, as always, Maitland and I, we're going to go and eat some good lunch. And that's exactly what we did. And then my body attacked itself in the form of the most severe allergic reaction I have ever had to I don't know what. And I jokingly posted this little story on social media like, well, when you start to feel the allergic reaction come on, because I've been battling issues like this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I eat things and my mouth goes numb, or I get a little tingly in my chest or whatever. And then the tingling in my chest turned into a full on rash. And then that rash started to feel like it was really, really itchy in all the wrong ways. And then it spread from my chest to my shoulder to my face to my back to my legs. And then I texted the group a video that I said, guys, this went from being like, oh, I'll sleep this one off to I need to shower because I'm 1,000 degrees and I might go to the emergency room. And Freebeer had some Zyrtec and Benadryl on the way. And I felt like you were terrified when I opened the door to receive the Benadryl from you because I looked like I had a chemical burn. My entire body was so red.
This
is after I'd taken a shower. And that's about where I had left my friends that follow me along on Instagram. And I said, hey, guys, this has gotten real bad. I'm going to the urgent care room or whatever.
It was probably like 20 minutes from the time you sent the first thing to us to the time that I handed you the Benadryl at the door. And yeah. It was a lot worse.
Yeah, I got that.
I was pretty shocked.
Ring around my eyes and ring around my mouth that made me think, oh, this is going inward.
Yeah. That's digging deeper into my cells.
This is bad. My voice is starting to change, like my throat's closing. So I hopped in an Uber, got to urgent care, and the lady looked at me like, oh my God. She also thought I had a chemical burn. And I said, I ate something, and I showed her my Instagram story that showed the funny picture to the video of, is this bad, to the I'm going to the emergency room video. And they immediately took me back, hit me with a steroid in my butt cheek, the most painful shot I've ever gotten in my life.
Oof.
You guys ever gotten a shot in your butt?
I have.
Yeah, like a booster shot, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember them being that painful. I was squirming like a
that
little
is
bitch.
Weird. Yeah.
It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. And then they were like, hey, your heart rate's like crazy right now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. You just stabbed me in the butt.
Yeah, that'll happen with a good butt
and
stabbing.
And I'm here at urgent care, so I'm not going to be perfectly fine.
Not my most relaxed time.
Yeah. And then they were like, do you feel sick? And I was like, I vomited in your bathroom like 5 minutes after I walked in, like right before you guys pulled me back here. And she was like, your body's purging whatever this is. What are you allergic to? And you know why that's so embarrassing for me to say? Because the answer is corn pollen.
That's it?
Corn pollen. I know you guys remember like 3 years ago, I was breaking out all the time at my ex-husband's house. And I thought like he's got problems at his house or something. But I went and got allergy panels done. And I did like the airborne allergy and then the food allergy. And the only thing that came back was corn pollen. That was it.
That's shocking, right?
Yeah. And she was like, well, it's not the season for corn, so.
Yeah, there's not a lot of pollen right now on the non-existent stalks.
Hasn't been planted yet.
Yeah. And I was like, the only other time this has happened was in November when I ate scallops. And then I had a really bad bacterial infection after eating shellfish in Ireland. It wasn't an allergic reaction, but it was a really bad infection. And she was like, you might need to go get another allergy panel test done and specifically look at shellfish. And I was like, I need you to shut the hell up right now.
You love that.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm alive. I'm on like so many steroids right now. I'm like floating practically. But I realized I left everybody in a cliffhanger because friends were checking in. Like, Kelly, what the hell happened? But I slept all day Friday. I missed the night show. Mm-hmm. Slept all day Saturday. Slept all day yesterday. And then I realized I was like, I got to start texting people back. And so many people, are you still that red? I'm like, no, I haven't been that embarrassingly red since Friday afternoon.
Couldn't really tell.
I was surprised Saturday morning when we met in the lobby. You looked perfectly normal.
You looked normal.
Oh, good, it fixed itself. But
yeah,
you said that the effects were lingering throughout the weekend.
Oh man, the itchy, just the dry, exhausted. The tired, the sick, and then like the feeling you can't trust what food you don't know.
Sure. Yeah, like, you don't want it to happen again.
Bad feeling.
Yeah, it's a crappy. I cried over tacos actually with Maitland a couple weeks ago because I was having these issues with food.
Right, because you're more than an eat for sustenance person. You're an eat because it's social, it's meaningful. Yeah,
I'll eat anything.
Most people are that, you know.
But, yeah,
but you eat a lot of different things.
I know, and now I got to be that friend at the restaurant that's like, yeah, I can't have shellfish. I don't think.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
But also, if you have any corn pollen, don't throw it in my face.
So embarrassing.
Please don't dust me. Yeah.
Like how Freebeer keeps throwing himself into the worst possible scenarios for the women on this show by helping them out. Like going to, you had to go and wake up Maitland when she came to the door like,
I'm not trying to do this.
I know.
I was a pretty reluctant visitor to Maitland's room, if anybody remembers that. Yeah. Even when I went to Kelly's thing, I
left
him on the doorknob and I just
knocked and ran.
I did. Yeah. And then I was going to text you and say, hey, I left him on your doorknob. And then I heard, Freebeer! And I turned around and went back, whoa!
Yeah, I was like, look at my face. I needed y'all to see that video, too, because I was like, if I tell you that I'm having a weird reaction to food, that happens so often here in studio where it's just like kind of tingly in my mouth. And I'm like, whatever, it was a baked good. I probably shouldn't eat the rest of that. I'm fine. This one, though, was so much more. And I was like, this could be emergency room scenario and then potentially missing the night show. I needed to send a video, and then I needed you to see the severity of it, because I was like, I don't want them to think I'm faking it.
Yeah. Well, so we're all sitting there going, I know she just, she got a hold of a blunt or something. She's super high.
Yeah. If Kelly got a hold of a blunt, it's more likely she's coming to the night show.
It's going to be a wild one.
That's going to be a lot of disclosure at that show. We're going to learn a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sad to miss it, but I will not miss Saturday in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
I will not.
I don't know. You got to eat between now and then, and who knows?
I'm only eating water and coffee.
Yeah. Gotta stick with that. I think it's a little telling, though, and also a little sad with everyone who's like, are you okay? Because you said you left them hanging on social media and stuff. And it's like, how callous do the rest of you guys think we are? Because we all posted, too, and you think we're just like out having a good time while Kelly's dead? Obviously, she's moderately okay, right?
Right?
I mean, the show's got to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it does. You know, the rest of us have bars to go to and like clank glasses.
But you do owe us dinner because you missed the night show. That's how it works. If you're late for the morning show, you owe breakfast. If you miss a night show, you owe dinner.
All right. I'll make some like enchiladas or something.
We'd like shellfish.
Actually, I've got shrimp in my freezer. I think you guys need to have it.
Take it, please.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.